Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Welcome to Freaky Fridays, part of the Podmoth Network, the podcast where we talk about all kinds of scary, spooky, freaky shit. We are your hosts. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle. And tonight I'm going to be telling you about the haunted, creepy, Bermuda Triangle-y story, Ooh. Turnbull Canyon in Whittier, California. I am shocked. Well, Whittier is not like the nicest place to go.
Sorry. I've never been.
Sorry, Whittier.
I don't even residents. Know where it's at.
It is about 20 miles from downtown Los Angeles, so about 3-hour drive.
Okay.
On the map, looks about halfway between downtown Los Angeles.
On the map.
And yes, if you're bird's eye view, as the crow flies, about halfway between downtown Los Angeles and Disneyland. So that's a kind of an idea. Turnbull Canyon in Whittier, where this is, used to be a former landfill site and it turned into a hiking area. So the landfill is actually Puente Hills Landfill, which is a garbage dump.
Lovely. This is where I want to travel.
The Puente Hills. That's where I want to go hike. So you just pile a bunch of dirt on there and then you're like, okay, have fun hiking.
It's a hike now.
Picnic away. Humans are weird.
Very.
So it's in a bad area. It used to be a landfill. And we have a little bit more history of how bad it used to be too.
Wow. The landfill area turned into a hiking area. It must smell great.
Yeah. I mean, I don't quite.
I want to know how that happened. Did people get together and say, we should really turn this into a hiking area?
You know what? Throw some grass down.
And have like a work party on a Saturday? Or was this like a citywide thing where they actually went in and dug some trails up and cleaned it up? Or and it's, you're saying Turnbull, right?
Yes.
B-U-L-L?
Yes.
Yes. I want to look. There's a winery?
Oh, Turnbull Wine. Yeah.
Is that?
Where did that come from? I'm pretty sure the wine is not affiliated with Hell's
Oh,
Gates
no, it says
or...
it's Napa.
Yeah.
Turnbull Canyon.
It has a very sordid past or history, I should say. And as it would, otherwise we wouldn't be talking about it on our podcast. But early in 1845, William Workman was awarded 49,000 acres of land from a shady governor that he was in cahoots with.
Ooh, I love the word cahoots.
Cahoots. The land in cahoots. That's what we should have named our podcast. That cahoots with each other. The land included what we know now as Turnbull Canyon. Workman did not get along well with the Gabrielino Indians, who were the original inhabitants of the land. This area was used as a battleground for many Native American wars, and it's said that the Spanish would take the natives prisoner and never release them.
Wow.
Those Native Americans that were not killed were converted to Catholicism. And I use the word converted in quotes because that process consisted of jailing, beating, and enslaving the indigenous people of the land.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. Given this history, some people have concluded that the spirits of the Gabrielinos haunt the canyon. The Native American tribes that inhabited the area referred to the canyon as Hutunga, which means the night, the dark place, or the place of evil.
Mm.
Let's turn it into a hiking landfill.
Sounds perfect.
So William Workman, after having some deceitful dealings and financial failures, committed suicide.
Mm.
Robert Turnbull came in, a Scottish immigrant who moved to the San Gabriel Valley in 1970s. He made a small fortune through real estate, came across an opportunity allowing him to buy this land in the canyon for very cheap. In 1885, a group of Quakers moved to the area and decided to develop a settlement for their people. They made several offers to buy the land, but Turnbull never accepted until one day the Quakers offered him $30,000 and Robert decided to sell. And back then, that would have been about $600,000.
Wow.
I don't know where these Quakers got all their money, but...
Yeah, like, how did they get money?
Oats. Just kidding, I don't know.
Oats? The Quaker Oat Man?
Yes.
Quaker Oats?
That's him. That's the Quaker of Turnbull Canyon. One night in 1888, Robert Turnbull was leaving one of his favorite taverns, the St. Charles Hotel, and was arrested for public drunkenness due to falling off of his horse.
That sounds like some Snooki and JWoww shit right there.
Yeah.
He was
Snooki, JWoww, and Turnbull. After GTL, he developed a reputation of being a drunk and a loudmouth. He's Scottish. I mean, what do we expect?
Yeah.
I can say that because I'm part.
What aren't you?
I know. Only four things.
Okay.
It's just four random things.
Okay. Okay.
The next day he was released, and while entering his home, his housekeeper, Mary Kate, noticed that Robert had several bruises all over his face and body. Mm. She reported that it looked like he was involved in a brutal fight. After taking a long nap, Robert got up the next day, and Mary told authorities that he didn't seem himself. He left the house wearing mismatched clothing, including a hat that belonged to her.
Okay.
The next day, two children found his body floating face first in the Los Angeles River.
Oh, no.
The coroner stated that Robert died from a blood clot that developed from a head injury, and that it was very possible that Robert was murdered.
Murdered.
Shortly after, the Quakers renamed the canyon to honor Robert, and that is how Turnbull Canyon got his name. Which, I don't know if I'd name a canyon after him, knowing his public drunkenness and...
Do you think it's quite possible the head injury happened when he fell off the horse?
It's true. But I think because she said, the housekeeper said, he had several bruises all over his face. And other things that I read, it was like lacerations and like head injuries. Mm. But I was thinking the same thing. Maybe the horse stepped on his face.
It happens. I mean, they get trampled on.
Yeah. And then the next day, maybe he had like a concussion and he shouldn't have been sleeping, but
yeah.
But who knows? You know, back in 1888, I'm sure they could tell a difference between head injury and murder.
I hope so.
Quakers probably bumped him off. So that's just a brief history of the canyon, obviously not the best background. Going through the timeline, and so there wasn't like really one particular thing. There is one of the major things that this canyon is known for, but there was quite a few other incidences, and I had to just bring them all in because I wanted you to say, oh my God,
I'm shocked.
That is brand new information. During the Great Depression, many families that had children were forced to give them to orphanages in hopes that they would be fed. This was a trend that occurred throughout the country, and many orphanages were extremely overcrowded. At the same time, there was a cult that became known to the people of the community in the Whittier area. Mm-hmm. This cult, in the early part of the Depression, would adopt small children from the overcrowded orphanages. According to legend, they would keep the children in an old barn. And this barn was said to be William Workman's place. And they were taken to the top of the tallest hill in the canyon and slaughtered. As time progressed, adoption served as a less reliable source. Duh. And members of the cult began picking up runaway children. Soon, this was not enough, and they had to resort to kidnapping. After the kidnapping began, the cult seemingly faded from existence, but it did not cease to exist. Witness accounts of seeing bonfires or cloaked figures are told and retold by many who venture into Turnbull Canyon at night. Oop, thank you. Mm-mm. Stories of those lucky enough to survive are found on ritualistic abuse survivor message boards. So if you go on like Reddit or other survivor message boards, people are talking about these like satanic cults or whatever cults that are affiliated with that kind of behavior.
Sad.
So one of the most popular stories about the canyon is Hell's Gates or Gates of Hell. Most info on this location is that behind the gate in the 1930s, there used to be an insane asylum that was notorious for neglect and abuse of the inmates. And the facility eventually burned down in the 1940s. Only one doctor and one nurse survived, and all the patients and staff perished. A cemetery a mile away that had been abandoned in the 30s was taken over in 1968 by the city of Whittier, and Founders Memorial Park was created. Gravestones were removed.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Many say that the bodies remain. Are they the inmates and sanatorium staff? We'll never know. Most information found is speculation and rumors. There is no newspapers or historical evidence. There was actually a sanatorium there. Drone footage that I saw on YouTube does show stairs and what looks like a fireplace. So it's something was back there.
Yeah.
It looks really weird. Hell's Gate is very easy to find at Turnbull Canyon Road and Descending Drive. It's surrounded by a chain link fence and barbed wire and security cameras. So you can go check it out yourself, or you can just
Google it.
Google, yes.
That sounds really frightening.
Yeah. Hell's Gates, or the Gates of Hell, look like this, which is basically a wrought iron fence in between two brick pillars.
Hell no.
But people love to go there and climb over. But you're right on the main road. So does that make you feel safe, or does it make you feel like too exposed? I don't know.
It makes me feel like, no, thank you.
Not gonna do it. It doesn't look as bad in the day, but like the YouTubes I saw with them crawling around there at night, hard no.
Crawling around there, literally?
Well, you kind of have to crawl around the fence to get in to that area.
If the fence doesn't want you in, there's a reason for it.
If there's a fence.
There's a reason, people.
That's why the hell has gates. So another incident in 1952 was Robin Airlines flight 416W from New York to Burbank. It was redirected to Los Angeles International Airport around 3:30 due to bad weather and fog. During the approach, the landing gear was fully extended and the left wheel of the plane struck a ridge near the Turnbull Canyon, causing the pilot to lose control and crash into a steep hillside. The plane exploded into flames instantly, and all 29 on board were killed.
Aww.
So there's more devastation in Turnbull Canyon. But we're not done!
Lord.
There's also the hanging tree. And there's two stories that refer to this hanging tree. One story states that a man hung himself on a branch of a tree. And at the time of his death, you can see the ghost dangling from the branch. Okay, pretty like basic story, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then if you Google a bit, there was actually an article in 2006 of a 90-year-old man who hanged himself. So that could be possible. Another story involves a teenage couple who decides to take a drive through the canyon and ended up having car troubles. The male told his girlfriend to stay in the car and not let anyone in while he goes and gets help. After a while, the female started to hear sounds on the roof of the car, like something of a light rain. After several hours waiting for her boyfriend to return, she ended up falling asleep. The next day, she was woken up by taps on the window from a police officer. While the police officer was asking her to step out of the car, he instructed her not to look up. Supposedly, she disregarded the officer's advice and saw her boyfriend dangling from a rope tied to a branch. His blood was what was dripping on the roof of the car.
Oh, Lordy.
While searching for validation of this story, there's not much out there. And it kind of sounds like every other ghost story in the woods that I've heard of.
I want to know how you fall asleep in a car by yourself waiting for your boyfriend to return.
Right. And this canyon is kind of like a cut-through canyon, and there are no lights in part of it. So it could be pitch black in parts. So better believe I won't be sleeping.
I wouldn't have even waited by my... I would have been like, hell no, bro. I'm coming with you.
Yes.
I don't even... If we go somewhere and, like, let's just say Brian has to... I'm like, nope, not waiting in the car for you. I'm coming with you. I don't care if he's just running into CVS. I don't wait in the car by myself. Yes. I just don't do it.
You're going to the bathroom with him.
I would probably if that needed to happen. I'm not waiting in the car. So there's no way in hell I wait in a car in a dark canyon by myself waiting for you to return for it with help.
Nope. No.
My God.
So there's not like a specific tree that anybody references. And obviously it's mountainous. So there's a ton of trees. So nobody really knows what tree they're referencing. But that is one more legend about Turnbull.
Mm-hmm.
Between 2002 and 2011, there were at least four murders that happened in, near, around, or bodies were dumped in Turnbull Canyon.
Dang.
There's also legends of UFO sightings.
Mm.
They have a Gravity Hill, which if people don't know what Gravity Hill is, it's basically where you can put your car in neutral and it feels like something's pulling or pushing your car up a hill.
No way.
Yeah.
Have you ever done it?
No. There was always one in Santa Cruz that I wanted to go to. I never went.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. There's been legends of KKK meetings, which could be affiliated with the cult, and devil worship in the canyon.
I believe it.
So if you want the Bermuda Triangle experience, but you don't want to leave California,
go to LA.
How did we never go here?
I don't know. How did we never know about that before?
I don't know. My God, do I have anxiety? I feel like I rushed through that. I got two sips of wine in.
Two sips of wine. frightening. All of it. It's frightening.
Yes. Now I know why we haven't been to Whittier. Probably won't go there.
It doesn't really sound appealing anymore.
No, I've seen enough on YouTube to say, all right, that's good.
Uh-huh.
But that is the story of Turnbull Canyon. Story, history, and devastation of Turnbull Canyon. So we could do a shorty tonight. We could just keep this one short and sweet.
Sleep tight.
Make sure you leave the lights on.
Go to FreakyFridaysPodcast.com and subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast listening platform.
Join us next week for a new freaky tale.
Hey, what's up, you guys?
I'm Catherine.
And I'm Haley.
And we are Saturdays Are for the Ghouls,
a podcast on the PodMoth Network.
We cover all things spooky, like horror movies, true crime, the supernatural, and spooky stories.
In the most chaotic way possible.
So join your favorite ghoul friends every Saturday, wherever you listen to podcasts.
And become a spooky babe.
So spooky babes, we'll see you
in your nightmares.